people up in the north call it the war of
the South.
Yeah. War of the South, that sort of thing.
The South and North fighting each other.
Yeah.
And the Dixon-Mason line. And, you know, they still have a little in it in this generation. It comes out sometimes, you know.
That's the truth. Well, I think we just elected somebody who might change that.
Well, yeah, I think so.
Jimmy Carter. Yeah. Well, now, let's see, Hernando was the what? It was the place.
County seat. Hernando is the county. And it was named for Hernando de Soto, you know, they, it's like the Mississippi, they say that Hernando de Soto just named the Mississippi River, but I don't know about that. And anyhow, you know, they built that new bridge in Memphis, they wanted to name it de Soto Bridge, but they didn't, they named it Memphis Bridge.
Now that that river is over right on the corner of this, borders on the line, doesn't it? I mean, this county borders on the Mississippi.
No, it doesn't touch Mississippi River.
It does?
No, that goes over into Tunica County is on Mississippi River.
Oh, it is?
Uh-huh.
So this county's not on the Mississippi River?
I mean, I don't believe it is.
Let's see.
It could be.
Yeah, I think you're right. Never mind, don't get up.
I think you're right, man. There's just a... It may not go up to it. Tunica looks like it goes up about right here.
Uh-huh. See, we're right in here.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I see.
Yeah. I don't think there's any of the Mississippi River on there, maybe. But it's Tunica. Tunica is between here and the river. Tunica County is right west of us. And of course, that's the river is west of us. Mississippi River, yes.
Mm-hmm. Your husband was about the same age you were?
2 years younger.
I see. And what sort of education did he get? Did he go to...
Yeah, he finished at Millsap down in Jackson.
That's college?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all were pretty well educated for folks in your day.
Were we?
Y'all had a lot of it, weren't you?
I don't know.
Not a lot of people went to college or high school back in those days, did they?
No, they didn't. I don't know, I don't know how we had managed. And you know, Nella, all of my brothers and sisters got a high school and most of them got a college education. I don't know how they got it. I don't know where the money came from. But it just was there. And they're all pretty good, pretty well fixed. They can live. And I have one daughter. And she is finishing her 34th year teaching. And she's going to retire.
She teaches here, though.
Teaches Hernando.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Mrs. McMillan told me she's taught her.
Well, she's teaching her children now. The children that she first taught in the second grade, she's teaching their children now. Hmm. There she is. This year's school picture.
Yes, ma'am. She's fine.
She'll be 60 years old this September.
She looks a lot like you.
Well, thank you. Oh, let me show you. You're talking about I look like me? I've always wanted a picture of her and me. So I had it the other day,
uh-huh.
Right over here. She said, Mother, I don't know what I'm going to do. I said, I know what I'd do if my daddy was here. Of course, he worshipped her. She got everything in the world she wanted. If she'd wanted the moon, he'd gone up and gotten it. And I said, well, honey, I don't know what your daddy, but I'll tell you, mother's not going to say anything. She wanted to quit because she had to teach the niggers.
Mm-hmm.
But, honey, she got in there and loved them. She taught the niggers children that was our customers. And they loved her. The first year, she had one little nigger. And she was sweet as she could be. And Jane always...